Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by the National Collegiate Athletic Association.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Here's a bit of intrigue you will only get in Playbook. House Speaker Paul Ryan and Jared Kushner dined at the Capitol Hill Club last night, the all-Republican hangout on Capitol Hill. Their budding relationship is something to watch. It could be important as Washington turns its attention to tax reform.
The most stunning story of the day comes from the Washington Post's Greg Miller and Phil Rucker. Donald Trump reportedly badgered and bragged on a call with the Australian Prime Minister. While the U.S. has had a long-time strong relationship with Australia, Trump blasted Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull over a refugee agreement and told him he was going to get killed politically for the deal. He cut the phone call off early.
Our colleagues covering the transition also have a wild story on how federal workers are turning to encrypted messaging to thwart Trump. Andrew Restuccia, Mariana Levine, and Nahal Tusi report that federal workers worried Trump will gut their agency are creating new email addresses, starting to sign up for encrypted messaging apps, and looking for other ways to push back against the new administration.
We've got the scoop that Shannon McGann is leaving the top job at the House Financial Services Committee for a senior gig at Treasury. Donald Trump is meeting with House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady and top Ways and Means Committee Democrat Richie Neal, Senate Finance Chairman Orrin Hatch, and Ranking Member Ron Wyden. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.